Sometimes things were too fascinating to destroy. He looked at the strange metal tubes. 6 short pipes welded together, sealed firmly at one end. There was a small hole in the top side of each of the pipes. Vimes slowly picked up one of the lumps of lead. The alley twisted once or twice, but there were no other alleys or doors off it. There was one at the far end. It was larger than a normal door and heavily constructed.
"Where are we?"
whispered Cuddy.
"Don't know," said Detritus. "Back of the docks somewhere."
Cuddy pushed open the door with his sword.
"Cuddy?"
"Yeah?"
"We walked 7 T9 steps."
"That's nice."
Cold air rushed past them.
"Meat store," whispered Cuddy. "Someone picked the lock."
He slipped through and into a high, gloomy room as large as a temple, which in some ways it resembled. Faint light crept through the high, ice-covered windows. From rack upon rack all the way to the ceiling hung meat carcasses. They were semi-transparent, and so very cold Cuddy's breath turned to crystals in the air.
"Oh my," said Detritus, "I think this the pork futures warehouse in Moorpork Road."
"What?"
"Used to work here," said the troll. "Used to work everywhere. Go away, you stupid troll, you too thick,"
he added gloomily.
"Is there any way out?"
"The main door is in Moorpork Street, but no one comes in here for months, till pork exists."
Probably no other world in the multiverse has warehouses for things which only exist in potentia. But the Pork Futures warehouse in Ankh Moorpork is a product of the patricians' rules about baseless metaphors, the literal-mindedness of citizens who assume that everything must exist somewhere, and the general thinness of the fabric of reality around Ankh, which is so thin that it's as thin as a very thin thing. The net result is that trading in pork futures, in pork that doesn't exist yet, led to the building of the warehouse to store it until it does. The extremely low temperatures are caused by the imbalance in the temporal energy flow. At least that's what the wizards in the high energy magic building say. And they've got proper pointy hats and letters after their name, so they know what they're talking about. Cuddy shivered.
"You in here," he shouted. "It's the watch. Step out now."
A dark figure appeared from between a couple of pre-pigs.
"Now what do we do?"
said Detritus. The distant figure raised what looked like a stick, holding it like a crossbow, and fired. The first shot zinged off Cuddy's helmet. A stony hand clamped onto the dwarf's head, and Detritus pushed Cuddy behind him. But then the figure was running towards them, still firing. Detritus blinked. 5 more shots, one after the other, punctured his breastplate. And then the running man was through the open door, slamming it behind him.
"Captain Vames?"
He looked up. It was Captain Quirk of the Day Watch, with a couple of his men behind him.
"Yes?" "You come with us and give me your sword."
"What?"
"I think you heard me, Captain."
"Look, it's me, Quirk. Sam Vimes, don't be a fool."
"I ain't a fool. I've got men with crossbows. Men. It's you that'd be the fool if you resist arrest."
"Oh, I'm under arrest? Only if you don't come with us."
The patrician was in the oblong office, staring out of the window. The multi-belled cacophony of 5 o'clock was just dying away. Vimes saluted. From the back, Vetinari looked like a carnivorous flamingo.
"Ah, Vimes," he said without looking round. "Come here, will you, and tell me what you see?"
Vimes hated guessing games, but he joined the patrician anyway. The oblong office had a view over half the city, although most of it was rooftops and towers. Vimes's imagination peopled the towers with men holding guns. The patrician would be an easy target.
"What do you see out there, Captain?"
"City of Ankh Moorpork, sir,"
said Vimes, keeping his expression carefully blank.
"And does it put you in mind of anything, Captain?"
Vimes scratched his head. If he was going to play games, he was going to play games.
"Well, sir, when I was a kid, we owned a cow once, and one day it got sick, and it was always my job to clean out the cowshed, and..."
"It reminds me of a clock," said the patrician. "Big wheels, little wheels, all clicking away. The little wheels spin, and the big wheels turn, all at different speeds, you see, but the machine works."